B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, sometimes in life, we just gotta lie, and it's not a bad thing. It's to make everyone feel better, and I'll give you an example right now. By the way, it's Hot 96.9, the Get Up Crew. Okay, an example of a lie, just to make people feel good and not have everyone judge your ass, is when you say, I love all of my kids equally. I don't have a favorite child. No, because that's a lie. And you know who actually, Jamie Presley, she's an actress. She put up a post recently with, she has a 12-year-old son and 2-year-old twin boys. Mm-hmm. And she put up a post talking about her 12-year-old son where she called him her favorite. She said, that's right, I said it. I have a favorite son, although I love all three of my boys with everything I have in me. And people were giving her crap for that.
Come on.
And let me explain something to you people, okay? I'm going to explain this right now. From experience, as a parent of multiple children. If you say you have a favorite child, it doesn't mean I hate the rest of my kids, all right? Sometimes it does. Some people might mean it that way. But for the most part, what you mean is, right now at this point, me and this child have a special bond more than I have with the other ones. Maybe you're going through something together. You're bonding over a certain experience or things of that nature.
Well, a 12-year-old, I mean, 2-year-olds, come on.
The 12-year-old's a favorite because the 2-year-olds are dependent on her.
I'm making you nuts.
Yeah. And she even talked about it. She said, listen, the 12-year-old dresses himself. He's independent. The 2-year-olds don't even know how to say the word shirt, let alone put one on. That's easy. Always the older one's going to be your favorite in that case.
But so you're saying that the favorite changes, like it fluctuates.
Absolutely.
So it's not the same kid all the time.
I have 5 kids and they've all been my favorite at one point or another.
Maybe favorite's not the right word.
Right.
No, maybe they should be something else.
Who
you like the most
a lot of people hear when you say favorite is they hear, oh, that means you hate the other one. That's not what
it is. No, I don't think
people are giving her crap for.
But not to mention, though, don't you think that's something that you might think in your head but you shouldn't say out loud?
No, I mean, listen, it depends.
What do you have to gain from saying that out loud besides hurting the feelings of your other kids?
Explaining it to people who are morons. I can tell you, I've been each one of my kids.
Well, your kids aren't morons, yeah, so they're going to be like, well, you explain, what about me? What am I doing wrong?
Listen, right now, you and I aren't bonding the way you and me and Blank are bonding right now. That's just what it is.
I don't know about that.
Right now, you might hate me. I love you, but me and this one have a little bit more of a special bond. It's all right. It's honest, though. There's no one out there who's like, I love them all 33.3%.
Okay,
yeah, you know what?
Maybe keep that honesty between, you know,
right,
you and your wife or
you and the child. Just do what the rest of us do. Tell each one individually they're your favorite.
There you go.
And hope that the others don't hear you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.